History is in the making on Saturday night from the north side of Chicago. It's game six of the NLCS from Wrigley Field. The Cubs are a win away from their first pennant since 1945. Clayton Kershaw tries to keep the Dodgers alive and force a game seven, but after an LA single to begin the game, Kyle Hendricks and the Cubs seize control.
Here's a ground ball up the middle. A tag and a double play. Baez got so much talent, so much agility.
Fowler leads at second. There's that high stretch by Kershaw. He comes set for the 1-2 to Bryant. It's on the way. Chris Lines went down the right field line. Base hit. It's going to drive in a run. Bryant will hold with a single. Cubs lead 1-0. Fowler scores.
Defense has sprung a leak the last two games for the Dodgers with those five errors. Looking for his first home hit is Rizzo. That's in the left center field. Tolles is there, but he drops it. Bryant will head to third. Rizzo into second. We'll see how they call it. And it's an error, John, on Andrew Tolles.
These are the moments in games like this you never want to look back and say, we had him on the ropes. We had two or three runs. Zobrist has got to put the ball in play.
Zobrist into right center field. Going to get it. Peterson tagging Bryant. Tagging Rizzo. 2-0. Runner at third. One out.
The 1-2 by Grandal, and they've got him picked off at first base. Josh Reddick got picked off by Kyle Hendricks. Reddick stumbled as he dove back in. Hendricks picks him off. Cubs 3, Dodgers nothing. Contreras batting. Deep drive to left down the line in the corner. It's got a chance. Gone. Home run, Wilson Contreras. Cubs lead 4-0.
Cut fastball inside to Contreras, and he was ready for it.
Anthony getting hot in those last two games in Los Angeles.
Rizzo sends a high drive to right. Way back. It's gone. Anthony Rizzo into the bleachers in right.
He basically one-handed that ball into the bleachers, and it's a five-run game.
Hendricks gave up a hit on the first pitch that he threw. He has not allowed a hit since. Swing and a miss, strike three. Hendricks strikes out Grandal. Hendricks has not allowed a base runner since the second inning, the 3-2. Ground ball one, hop to Bryant. He gloves it at third, throws to Rizzo, out number three. Kyle Hendricks pitching masterfully. Joe Maddon is going to go to the mound. You are going to hear a thunderous ovation when Kyle Hendricks leaves this ball game. Aroldis Chapman coming in. I'm going to let you hear the crowd. Here it goes. It's time for the ninth inning. Hernandez strikes out, swinging one away. The Cubs are two outs away from winning the flag. Now the 3-2 on the way. Check swing. Did he go? No swing. So the Dodgers have a man on. Yasiel Puig pinch hitting. And he will hit a ground ball toward short. Russell goes to Baez one. Over to first. The Cubs are going to the World Series. The Cubs win the pennant. The National League champion Chicago Cubs will play the Cleveland Indians in the World Series.
It is party time on the north side. The Cubs record their first NL Championship Series victory in five tries. Javier Baez shares series MVP honors with John Lester, and game one against the Indians will be Tuesday night at Progressive Field. But before we go back to Cleveland, here's MLB.com's Jeff Nelson from Wrigley.
Kyle Hendricks at home during the regular season, 9-2 with a 1.32 ERA. He's been outstanding also in the postseason, but when it came to game six, he was even magnificent. 7 1/3 innings, giving up only two hits, while striking out six. This guy is Greg Maddux-like. He's got pinpoint control with that fastball. He's not overpowering, only about 88 to 90 miles an hour, but what he does have is an outstanding changeup. He can throw that changeup in any count. When he's behind, when he's ahead, he'll back that up. He'll throw it two, three times in a row, and it makes that fastball look about 95 miles an hour. A lot of swings and misses from the Dodger hitters really kept them off balance in game six. He was electric, six punch outs. This is a guy that could be the Cy Young Award winner in 2016 for the NL, and he was amazing in Game 6. His win got the Cubs to the World Series for the first time since 1945.
Dodgers ace Clayton Kershaw goes down in defeat for the second time in an elimination NLCS Game 6.
Yeah, you know, I think I threw one curveball for a strike the whole game, so they basically eliminated that pitch, and so, you know, pitching with two pitches and just the command wasn't quite as good as it was the other day. And, you know, you get out of that first inning and you give up two, you know, you feel like you have a chance maybe. And, you know, they just kept tacking on runs. I gave up some two out hits and some homers and, you know, that's some two strike hits. Just a lot of things that you can't do in a game like this. And, you know, the way Hendricks was pitching, it was going to be a long night for us anyway.
When you don't have your curveball, which is naturally typically so effective in public enemy number one, what do you typically try to draw?
I don't know. It depends on the day.
Clayton, can you at this point, given the season is now over, put into words your emotions and how you feel?
Yeah, I mean, this day is never fun, you know, the ending of a season. You know, you look back on you kind of think about the whole season as a whole, and you know, it's tough to swallow tonight, obviously. But you know, I'd much rather be in this situation and fail than not to get to be in this situation at all. So, as much as this does hurt, and as much as you know, I would have liked to have won tonight, really thankful to be on a team that has gotten to be in the postseason 4 years in a row, and. Really thankful for that group of guys in that clubhouse that, you know, can kind of have your back in these types of situations. And really thankful that I get to come back next year and try again.
L.A. closer Kenley Jansen threw 6 1/3 scoreless frames in the series, but it was not enough to get his team over the hump.
Do you think you proved something to yourself the way you pitched and went out of your comfort level this postseason?
All I was caring about is try to, you know, do my part and help the team. You know, we just want to win the World Series bad, and this group of guys, you know, we was together. And to me, it's just I was locked in, and you know, it didn't matter. You know, they want me for 1, 2, or 3 innings. Just want to go out there and, you know, keep us in the game, and hopefully we can come to a win. If you see how we start this year, nobody think we're going to even make the playoffs. And for us to just come here and battle against these guys, going through a lot of stuff during the season, you know, we just got to be proud of ourselves, you know, what we accomplished. But at the same time, you know, we all know we wanted to win a championship.
Jock Peterson struggled at the plate in the NLCS, and the youngster could not hide his disappointment when his team season came to an end.
We didn't take care of business. We made some mistakes, all of us, and that's baseball. It's not a good feeling in the stomach. We worked really hard this year, and we came together as a team, overcame some obstacles, some injuries throughout the year. But still, it's a tough loss. You know, we were close, but it's just a feeling you don't want to have again. And after the off season, come back in spring training, come back ready to get past this and try to make it to the World Series.
And finally, Dodgers skipper Dave Roberts wraps up his first season at the helm, a successful campaign that falls just short of a World Series berth.
I think that how we came together as a team, you know, not only the 25 guys in the clubhouse, but guys that help us get to where we're at tonight. And just the way we played the game every night, you know, with certain adversities that, you know, our guys were accountable, made no excuses all year long. And I think with that, for me, that's something that's a silver lining that really, I think going forward, you know, the groundwork of how we play the game, I think that, You know, the result, we were short. We came up short. But the result on how we played, there's a lot to be said for that. The Cubs hitters, they had a great game plan tonight. And, you know, there was a couple mistake sliders that they took advantage of. But they were running counts. They used the whole field. And, you know, there was traffic all night for Clayton. And he gave it everything he had. But, you know, when he did make a mistake, they, you know, they made him pay. We've asked a lot of Clayton, you know, all year long. So, you know, again, it's just more of you got to give those hitters credit.
And conversely, what was the plan against Kyle Hendricks?
You know, this guy was ERA leader. He pitched well all year long. He consistently made pitches, didn't make any mistakes tonight, kept the ball down, kept us off balance. And, you know, I think that you can have a plan, but if the opposing pitcher doesn't make mistakes, then it's still tough to execute. So I thought, again, Kyle pitched a perfect game. You know, up to this point, you know, to the World Series, they've gone wire to wire. And, you know, they win 100-plus games. They have really no weaknesses. And youth, veteran, starting pitching, they got the guy at the back end. So they catch the baseball. They can slug. They get on base. And they're relentless, you know. So they took advantage of our mistakes. But, you know, that's a very good club over there. And they outplayed us a series.